Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 39. Becoming like Him in His death. The death of Jesus was a pre-planned event in human history. The family of the Godhead had planned this and had revealed it through the prophets, vivid descriptions showing us the intentionality of the Trinitarian family. Jesus' mission was to be born to die. Jesus' death was once for all and could not be substituted with anyone else's death. His death was necessary for our salvation. Paul expresses his desire when writing to the church at Philippi. Becoming like him in his death, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. What does Paul mean by that? Is he desiring to be crucified? Is it necessary for all Christians to die a gruesome death on a cross? Jesus, when talking about his death, mentions that it was necessary for the kernel of wheat to fall and die in order to produce seed, John chapter 12 and verse 24. His death was compared to the death of a seed that produces many more seeds. Jesus' death is a life-giving death that he desires for all of us to enjoy. Following the description of his own death, he makes a generic appeal by saying that anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternity. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the ones who serve me. John chapter 12, verses 25 and 26. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a theologian, once said, "When God calls a man, he bids him come and die." The call to follow Jesus does not exclude even physical death. To become like him in his death implies we finish the task that God has entrusted to us, even if it should cost us our life. Jesus said, "It is finished," to declare his finished work on the cross for humans to walk in freedom and liberation, fearless of death. Death was the fear factory that the enemy used to manipulate Eve. The enemy lied to her, saying, "You will not certainly die, but instead you will become like God." Sadly, human beings chose to believe the devil instead of God, and ultimately God had to taste death himself. It is no surprise that the devil continues to use the fear of death in creating desires in man to be like God. The Gospels record that even the disciples feared death and deserted Jesus at the time of his death, including Peter, who had said that he would die for Jesus. The same disciples, when empowered by the Spirit of God after the ascension of Jesus, were willing to die for him and his mission. History reveals that all the apostles were martyred for their faith. Their experience of the resurrection power inspired them to take up the cross until death. Are we living in fear of death? Death has lost its sting through the death of Jesus Christ. Death cannot control what Christ has already defeated. He died a missional death, that is, laying down his life for others, and by which several saints have laid down their lives as well. Let us pray. Lord, to know you in your death calls us to live every day by fulfilling your mission. Remove every fear of death and enable us to bring glory to your name, whether in life or death. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.